somewhere in the early 2000s, but it's a global community. We no longer have a global world and local establishments. We have what missiologists and different people like to term this glocal thing. I don't know what that means, but here's the idea that they're trying to capture, is the fact that our world is much different than it was 30 years ago, because we can go to one of our major cities and we can encounter many people that we would have never encountered in our lives because of immigration. We can go to Atlanta and we can meet people from Somalia, Sudan, Tunisia, Libya, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, just about any country, you name it, they're going to be there. Louisville. Folks, I met people in Louisville from Somalia. I tutored students from Algeria. Just multiple countries. We live in a society where we no longer have to go to the nations, but the nations are coming to us. So Andy's going to spend this time in the next two and a half years to really learn about the culture and the people that he wants to minister to, how to do that effectively. He's going to use his home field advantage because he's familiar with culture of Atlanta. It's not that big of a stretch for him to go down there. It's not going to stretch him too much, but he's going to be able to form a plan, and then he's going to be able to actually go to the majority of those people. And who knows? He may have a believer or two that he has met that is going to go with him that will even further his cause, because they are going to know the culture and they're going to know the people. His team may be multicultural. What an amazing, amazing opportunity. I believe in what Andy's shared with us. I believe that the Lord is in projects like this. I think the Lord has a special call on this man's life. And we have a special opportunity to help support him, to hold that rope. We're not gonna get up and go to Sudan, but Andy might. We're not gonna get up and go to Algeria. Andy might. But we can hold that rope, and by holding that rope, we can be a part of his ministry. The Lord can bless in that area. And folks, when we get to heaven, the Lord's not only gonna give that blessing to Andy, but to those that have joined with him in this partnership. So I want to strongly urge you to consider even $5 a month. A little goes a long way. The power of multiplication. That's all I'm going to say for that. I could go on and on and on and on. Turn to 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. And I've just got a short message. I knew that this was going to be a short day. We've got the Lord's Supper in just a couple minutes, but I just want to share a couple brief thoughts out of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right, because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. Therefore, we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith in all your persecutions and afflictions that you are enduring. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that you have called us to do something. Lord, you have not just saved us to sit on our hands, but Lord, you have saved us so that we could go out and be your hands and feet. And Lord, I pray that we would respond to that. I thank you the way that this church has responded. Lord, the last month and a half, 2 months, we have seen great things done. Lord, and we thank you for them. Lord, I pray that you would encourage our hearts, lead us on how you would further our ministry, and we thank you for the blessings that you have given us and the blessings that you have for us in store for us. Lord, I pray as we look at this passage that we would be encouraged. Lord, that we would feel Paul's words, his thankfulness, his rejoicing, his love for his brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you for that. In your name we pray. Amen. In this passage of 2 Thessalonians, Paul takes this short amount of time and he simply says thank you to the church. This church is a young church. They're young in their faith, and Paul's been worried about them. But the Lord has brought them up. The Lord has grounded them in their foundation that Paul left them, and the Lord has preserved them even though they had been facing massive persecution. But notice how Paul starts. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as is right. Paul looked at this church and he wanted to say thank you for their faithfulness. Folks, I want to take this time and just say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for inviting your friends to Friend Day. Thank you for being a part of this church and being active. And thank you for joining in this ministry. What an exciting days we've had and are to come. Notice why Paul wants to say thank you. Because your faith is growing abundantly and the love of every one of you for another is increasing. Folks, I want to say thank you because I feel like that our church has made a turn in wanting to reach out and do some things in the community. Not that that wasn't a part of the ministry before, but I think we've revitalized, rethought, and recalibrated and are looking not primarily inwards. We may have to take care of some things inwards, but looking what we can do outwards. I think this pancake breakfast is a great thing that we can do for our community. Invite them in, join together for community projects, whether that is tornado victims in Indiana or if that's a missionary who's had his elementary school burned in the Philippines. What an amazing thing. We may even set aside one of our pancake breakfasts for Andy, a way to support him and do that. That would be an amazing thing. But notice that their faith was growing in love for one another and for those around them. Their faith was born by love. Folks, if we lose sight of this, we of all people are to be pitied. If our faith isn't growing by outward manifestations of love for one another, brothers and sisters in Christ, and those who we come in contact with day in and day out, folks, we are not in the will of the Lord. But if we do, if the Lord spurs us up to love each other and to love those who we come in contact with, folks, He has an amazing, amazing ministry for us to do. Things that will blow our minds, the Lord will accomplish. Not because we have powers in and of ourselves, not because we are the friendliest church, not because we are the best church, but because we simply have yielded our lives to Him. We want to follow His example, and guess what? God uses humble servants. God uses people that have dedicated their lives to Him. And notice also, verse 4, therefore we ourselves boast about you in the churches of God for your steadfastness and faith, in all your persecutions and in the afflictions that you are enduring. Folks, my prayer is that Brushy Fork Baptist Church would have a name in this community as a church who cares for people, who loves people. And folks, I think we're well on our way to having that relationship or that name in our community. I want our community to know where Brushy Fork Baptist Church is because we've touched their lives in some way. We're not just that church that's up on 250, set on the hill. No, but we are a church that have touched your lives in meaningful ways. Folks, we've got some opportunities through revival, through the pancake breakfast, through Vacation Bible School. We have opportunities to touch lives. I just want to say thank you for your willingness to follow the events and stuff that have come and your willingness to take part and also to encourage you to keep it up. The Lord is doing something. We're a part of what the Lord is doing. Let's stay encouraged. The Lord has great plans for us ahead. So thank you so much for following the ministry of the Lord. And as we pray and unite together to do ministry, we're going to see the Lord do great and mighty things. That's about all I have this morning. I wanted to take this short amount of time and say thank you and just encourage us to look to the future of what the Lord has done. My prayer is that we will see a couple of the families that were here for Friend Day to hear more often. This week, as I said, I didn't feel too great, so I didn't want to burden them with the same sickness. So hopefully I can get out and visit them this week and hopefully make a touch with them.